I freaking pump right now.
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Lots to talk about today.
Let's do this.
Got the booze, got the water, got the midday fun.
Got a full stomach. Thanks again for that grub.
Buffalo fries.
Buffalo fries. Good.
Bird on fry and Thousand Island and buffalo sauce.
So good. Fries were good. Everything was real good.
Time to wash it down with this show.
Yeah. Got to go take a run after this.
Beer
to the
run,
bathroom.
Beer up, bathroom run.
Go drop a deuce.
Both at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, with apps, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to go a bathroom run and a beer run at the same time.
You're going to tell me how many calories I burned too, shit. What's up? Showtime.
Fonz, what's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, brother? What show are we on?
So many now. I never thought we'd get this far. The pilot number 37. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. I was working before this. I was working on some logos and stuff, or some stuff that we can get.
Oh, cool.
I found an air freshener. Whether we could put our logo on an air freshener.
Oh, sweet.
So you know how we freaking rip it up in some cars sometimes? You go or have that on there. But I was also thinking, you know, give it to the Uber dudes. Have them put it in their car.
Oh, that's so clever, right? Dude. We should do that.
That'd be cool, huh?
Dude, that's funny. I just downloaded Uber. I used Uber on Saturday. I went to some dinner on the other side of town and I freaking downloaded it. I even had to like reference or cross-reference. I had to like or make sure that it's safe to put the credit card. You know, I'm old school. Yeah. I was like, are you sure? They're like, yeah, I do. I'm like, should I just do the PayPal? I already have the PayPal. They're like, no, dude, it's freaking 2014.
Yeah.
15.
15 right there.
Don't worry about it. I was like, all right. So I just downloaded the app on my phone and nice. It worked. It was cool. It worked.
Oh, you should have told me, dude. There's a bunch of passes so you get like the first ride for free.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Maybe you can still use it. I don't know, but
Lyft.
Oh, there you go. Switch it up. It's pretty cool, dude. Good job. But
all right, that's a great idea. Air
fresheners. Air fresheners, dude. Bumper stickers, air fresheners. Oh, you saw the T-shirt I was wearing the other day with it. I gave you one.
Yeah. Hey, the branding. We're coming up. Yeah. Coming up.
We're gonna be like Coke. We're gonna have our own stadium and shit, or Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi Stadium.
There you go.
But it's gonna be like
Pepsi Stadium in Denver.
There you go. That'd be awesome. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited about this show because we've already pre-recorded some of it that we'll get to at the end. And if you guys saw the Facebook already, this show, we blindfolded ourselves and talked and ranked the best $20 whiskeys, right? We got six different kinds and we ranked them. So we'll definitely talk about that later on the show. And I think it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. So it was tasty.
It was most definitely tasty. Yeah. Did you walk out of there hammered?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's a whiskey tasty.
I was like, why can't I not see? Oh, I still have the blindfold on.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I've been like watching Daredevil. So I was like, I feel like Daredevil.
That's a good show?
It's a great show.
I got to see that.
In fact, that's, I think we're supposed to talk about any of the shows we've been watching. Daredevil, I love it, man. It's written well. And the cool thing with dramas like that, it's almost like you don't have a big budget. So you can't like blow shit up, you know?
Yeah.
Or a lot of shit up. So it's like the fight scenes are awesome, dude. They like probably drop bank and whoever the choreographer is.
Yeah.
Or the scene or the fight choreographer. And that's my favorite part, man. And word on the street, next season is going to have the Punisher in season two. So,
no way.
Yeah, so if you're a Marvel fan, it's going to be pretty dope. And it already is pretty dope. So make sure you guys check it out. It's on Netflix.
So it's like those, the series that they have now for superheroes is way better than the series when we were growing up, like Wonder Woman and like Spider-Man. Remember those?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Well, first of all, they're freaking dudes are yoke now, dude. It's not like when you look
at... Hey, what about the Hulk?
Hulk?
Frigging, come on.
That one separates itself. But when I think of the Spider-Man, I think it looks like Spider-Man ballet. That dude had no kind of muscle mass. That dude, in fact, the only thing bulging out of his suit was his peacock or whatever, the little ballet, the little jock or the cup that dancing dudes wear.
Or what was the American Hero was the other one, right? It was like a goofy white skinny guy.
For which one?
It was an old school like a superhero movie. It was like a funny one. It wasn't like a Marvel or DC, but this guy was... It's another show. I got to look it up. It's funny. You just said skinny superhero, and I was like, oh, that came to my mind.
Hey, Hulk was dope.
He still is.
Hulk would still, it would still, people would watch it, I think.
Hell yeah.
I think he would watch him.
I'd watch all kinds of shows, but right now, Ballers with The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. It's about ex-athletes in Miami?
He's an ex-athlete. He's an ex-football player that he's an investment. He invests your money, you know, so like a financial advisor. That's what he is. Okay. He's a financial advisor, so they hired him because he's a former player. And he's trying to make a name for himself, and he's trying to find another living other than playing.
Yeah.
So he's having a hard time with that and having nightmares, and they hired him because of his connections. Gotcha. So because he was in that industry, I mean, he played sports, football. It's a really, really good show. It's cool. It's going to come up. It's really good.
Well, you've already seen some of the episodes.
It's just saw the first two episodes right there.
And then on HBO. On HBO. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But since I don't have cable, I got the app. So you pay your monthly fee. It's so you don't have to have cable to get HBO anymore.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's freaking awesome.
That's
cool,
man.
Yeah.
I follow The Rock on Instagram.
Yeah.
So he's always like pumping it up and it looks dope. And some of those scenes is pretty dope.
Yeah, he's cool, dude.
Speaking of HBO and then now you're just paying for just a show. There's a rumor that they're trying to make NFL football games a la carte.
Oh, that would be cool.
That some dude's trying to sue the NFL saying like he shouldn't be forced to watch the whole entire thing, that he should just pay for whatever game he wants to watch.
That'd be awesome. I would like that.
Would that make you more likely or not to spend more money on the NFL?
Well, you know, I think about this for like HBO. There's some messed up ways that you can watch all the shows that you want and for as little money as possible. Just wait till the end of the season, buy it for a month, just binge watch every show you want and then just turn it off. But they're getting you, man. They know they're smarter than that. So they
know already.
They're like putting really good shows on that they get you hooked, dude.
Yeah.
They get you hooked. So yeah. You just want to watch it and you watch old stuff. And so I haven't been able to do that yet.
Right. Well, what about for football? Would you pay for certain games?
You know me, man. I like football games, but if it's for the fantasy football and the points are close, I would buy it. Yeah, I would get it. I would get that game.
Next thing you know, right, there would be like a...
Especially if I could watch it on my phone if I'm going somewhere.
Or like if there was like a pay $4 live look-in, you know, you're like, damn, who's going to win? I got to watch this right now.
And then it goes off and you're like, fuck. But yeah, that would make it... Even, you know, you could probably spend... If you're not going to watch that many... You'd probably spend a little bit more money on the games you are going to watch.
And you could already circle them in your calendar.
Yeah.
This thing's tough.
What are we drinking?
My dad went to El Salvador and he came back and he bought this. I think he bought it at the duty free. It's called Ron Abuelo Añejo. And it's from Panama. He's my kid's abuelo.
Abuelo, yeah.
So Ron Abuelo. Woo, this thing's tough. All right, man. We got lots to talk about. What we got? Yeah.
No, we're talking about like the World Cup. USA women are gonna go to the finals.
Yeah,
they beat Germany. And does anybody know about this? You know, does anybody watch the games? Have you seen a whole complete game, Walt?
You know what? I have not seen any of the World Cup games. And you know what? I mean, but I'll give a legit excuse, and I'll have a counter to that. My legit excuse is that I started this work. I started this work schedule of mine that is hectic, and it's very hard for me to watch games at the moment.
Okay.
But I can tell you that wouldn't be my excuse for men's World Cup.
Yeah, right? You find a way recorded.
So I feel genuine about my answer, but I think men's World Cup, I don't know. I feel like it's not like I'm 18. I've had a job for a long time in my life, and I always manage and figure it out. So,
why do you think that is, though? Like, women's sports doesn't get its day, you know? Like, they don't get as many people watching or get the publicity or just the fans or just like us. I mean, we like soccer, but we haven't watched any World Cup women's game.
Yeah.
Or you don't even know who's in the World Cup, you know, right, which countries. But we would know every single man one.
The first thing I want to say is, or the first crack or the first guess would be that there's not as an emotional tie. Like, you know, you can say, oh, it's USA, but it's like, we're not watching the USA World Cup of robotics. But like, I don't have any sisters. I don't have anyone that plays women's soccer. I feel like there's no tie. Like, I'm intrigued by it and I'll watch it, but there's not enough to get me to go crazy over it.
But I think you would know more of the women in another sport like track and field for the Olympics than you would the women of the World Cup.
I would.
And you do.
Yeah, because I do. Because I love the World Cup. I mean, I'm sorry. I love the World Cup, but I also love track and field. And track, I think, is a part of not the world. The USA women's soccer team is part of the Women's World Cup, where the USA female track team is part of the Olympics. So you the whole event is bigger.
So it just knocks out the women's sports.
You can make the same argument for women's freaking team handball. If it's on, like, I'll circle it. Or women's Olympic weightlifting. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think because it's part of the Olympic. I won't watch the, I don't know, American women's weightlifting because the event's not big enough. So I think that's my answer to that.
Okay.
What about you?
I mean, I can't say it's, you know, I can't say it's not that they're athletic. It's not that at all. They are. Or even if you're watching the World Cup, Women's World Cup or the men's, sometimes there's some boring-ass games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like 0-0.
Yeah, or even in the men's, you know? So that doesn't make it a difference. I guess because I can't relate or there's no connections between me and that and the women's sports.
But, right, right.
And then I guess because of the World Cup men and the history that we have with it, it's like it's more exciting for us.
And we did go to a men's World Cup, and so that makes us watch it more religiously yeah, than the women's. I think if we would have gone to a women's World Cup game, I think maybe that would have been a difference. But I feel you. The same thing with NBA and WNBA. How come we don't watch WNBA?
And then they're always complaining about not making enough money, but they just don't bring the numbers that the men do.
Yeah,
know? That's the only thing.
You know, in Russia, NBA players, they go to Russia to play because they get paid a lot over there. They get paid because the owners of these women's basketball team is like a hobby between all these like billionaire Russian dudes. And so it's like their little hobby. It's like playing Pogs or whatever, you know? Because these dudes know each other and they're so competitive, like, if an owner beats you, like, you know, another owner beats one of the owners, he'll talk shit to him. And then he's like, oh, you're talking shit to me? Fuck that. They'll break the bank. Like, none of those teams ever make money. They lose millions of dollars. But it's so he can tell, one owner can tell the other owner, I freaking beat you.
Wow.
Like a lot of the WNBA stars, they make like 3-4 times, 5 times more than what they'd make in the WNBA. They go there because it's
not because they're good athletes. It's just because there's a rich guy with a big ego.
Well, there's a rich guy with a big ego and he wants to beat his friend, the millionaire. They're all millionaire billionaires, but he wants to beat his friends. He goes, all right, I'm bringing the best people in the world to play on my team.
That's crazy.
And only like whatever many people, like 200 people or however. Many people show up.
just the janitors out there watching the game. Just
sweeping, yeah, exactly. So
that's crazy.
You know, unless we have that over here, I guess that's how the women would get a little more loot.
So freaking
women are playing Japan. That's a well. If Japan wins, I don't know who they're playing in the semifinals. I do know that, but Japan beat the women 4 years ago. So it could be a rematch.
Oh, it could be a rematch.
Because USA lost in the final last year.
They did.
Oh, or not last year, but last World Cup.
Yeah, last World Cup.
So, damn. We shall see. Dun, dun, dun.
Dude, this is already...
We got the friggin'... You want to find out a blind, double blind. That means one bandana on me and one bandana on Fonz. The top five, how we ranked them. We didn't even know what they were. It was just like we drank it and we ranked them. Then we found out what they were. Costco brand in there is a sleeper.
Kirkland
brand compares against Jack, Jameson. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's good.
Yep.
It's yummy.
All right. What else, Fonz? Talk to me.
Oh, man. Since we're doing a podcast and we've been doing this for a really long time, the president was here in L.A.
That's right.
And he went to... He went to go do a podcast at his dude's garage.
He went to Occidental for a little while, I think, right? And Occidental's in Eagle Rock, and I think this. And then he had business there, and I think he went to this guy, Mark Marone.
Mark Maron.
Yeah. He lives in Highland Park.
Oh, there you go, Highland Park, and he went to go do a podcast. A legit,
president.
The president of the United States did a podcast.
Not like a radio show, and then they podcast. They have the podcast
not
of the
streaming.
Radio show. Not any. It was like straight up what we do, right?
Yeah.
Straight up grassroots.
Yeah. Record it. Have it, you know, in some guy's garage or wherever you can find space. And edit it and upload it. And
just like how we've been doing since 2005, 6?
Upload it, download it, and listen to it.
That's right.
Something like
we upload
that.
It, you download it.
Yeah.
And you listen to it.
Yeah.
That's from one of our old commercials. You can look up www.judystarkman and then find our old commercial there. But yeah, just straight up. I heard reports that they even had snipers on the neighbor's roofs. They put a tent in the garage.
Yeah, they did it. Searched his house, and he was just, imagine trying to do a podcast like that, dude. The president's coming to your house, right? And so there's snipers on your roof and the neighbors and everything, and you have to think about what the hell are you going to talk about, but you're still like, there's a Secret Service walking taking a dump, or you know, using your restroom, checking your fridge if there's a bomb in there. Dude, you know,
what if you're talking to the president and you see the little red laser light on the president's head? You're like, what the fuck? And then you turn around and then it's like your son with the little laser. Joey, put that shit away.
You're about to get
bombed right now. Yeah, all sorts of things can go wrong. It's freaking amateur radio.
And then how do you like find what you're going to talk about to the president of the United States? You know, how do you like keep it professional and keep it yourself? We would want to keep doing what we're doing and not try to change or be all professional or whatever.
Right,
you know, if we had the president here, it would still be a pilot show.
If he was here now, he'd be drinking Ron Abuelo Añejo right now. It would be the pilot show.
Out of a tin cup.
That's what you're drinking out of the tin cup. Can you make, does it sound like? Here, go ahead. No, right here, look. Tin-ish. Yeah, he'd be drinking out of a tin cup. Yeah. The president at Highland Park, Mark Maron's podcast. If you had any politician to come to our show and talk to in the history of the world, who would you bring? Who would you have over? Like, say you had access to the hot tub time machine and you could bring up. Well, if you had access, I'd bring the black dude, Craig Robinson. I'd bring him over any politician, hands down.
Yeah, we're going back to the future, baby. We're going back in time.
But,
let's go party.
But keeping it a politician, exactly.
I probably wouldn't pick any politician. I would at first, you know, when it gets old, I'd be going back in time and doing all kinds of crazy shit. But I would probably have to go. Go have a conversation with JFK, you know, just because there's so much history and so much just things we don't know about. And he seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shady stuff in his family and history. And then Marilyn Monroe and just that'd be
Joe DiMaggio.
And back in the days, they didn't talk about that stuff like they do now in reality TV and stuff. So there's a bunch of stuff that the media didn't cover or wouldn't cover out of respect for him.
Yeah.
So to be able to do a podcast with him and have him like be able to talk about anything.
Oh, you mean there was respect in media back
yes,
in the day?
Yes, yes.
Not
like
anymore.
No, TMZ.
You asking, did it hurt when you got shot?
You got a headache?
Because he's coming back he's coming back in time.
Yeah.
Did you have a headache?
You got a splitting headache? Sorry.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No, I think we're about, I think there's a 50 year.
Yeah.
To cover 50 years.
I don't think there's anybody that would listen to the show that ever met him, so we're okay.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Yeah, okay, that's cool.
What
yeah,
about you?
But he's got ton. Yeah, John F. Kennedy. Wow, that'd be, there'd be like, yeah, you're right. And then the era he was in, it'd be a good. I would say he would probably be our best guest. Not to hurt anyone's feelings who's been a guest on the show, but I'm about to say if John F. Kennedy came back from the time,
would you give him abuelo?
Back from the past, what?
Would you give him abuelo?
Hell yeah, I'd give him abuelo. This thing was made in 1908, so he'd be like, yeah, I remember having it when it first came out. Although that's not chronologically correct, but I would totally give him some.
His dad probably smuggled it in or something.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
What about you?
Dude, I don't know. I thought about this. I was like, I think I would like Abraham Lincoln on our show.
Another guy that got shot. What the hell?
right. Yeah. These dudes, they freaking, you know what? Because they're attention whores, man. They freaking, with their assassinations, they freaking, I'd be like, I don't know. I just like, I would be like, dude,
are you a hipster?
Are you happy?
With your hat?
Are you sad that you're freaking killing vampires? Like, and would you choose an axe? Would you have chosen the axe to kill vampires? I mean, there's a bunch of wooden sticks, whatever you guys used back in the day. I mean, for all, would you use your house? It was a log cabin. It was made out of wood. You can kill vampires with wood.
Why don't you lie?
Why don't? Yeah, yeah.
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
Exactly. And like, I would have him there. I would ask him that to kind of, you know, break the ice a little bit. I mean, this dude hasn't been in 2015 ever, so he's probably like, what the hell is this? You don't look, in the words of what someone told me when I was in South Dakota once, you don't look Native American. You look Native American, but you're too short. So he would be like, what the hell are you? What the hell are you guys?
You're not red enough.
You're not red enough. So, dude, I'd ask him about like the freaking, you know, what's it called? The Gettysburg Address. Like how many?
Did you just find that on Google?
How many versions? No. I kept thinking Pennsylvania address, but then I started thinking Pennsylvania 65,000. I was like, brain, don't go that way. the Gettysburg address. How many versions of there? How many there were? And you know the whole like you know, once you go black, do you ever go back? You know, you ever hook up with some black folk? You know, and how that was, I think that would be interesting conversation. I'm like, hey, it's common now, man. So my neighbors are like that. Everybody like that now. You don't have to be shy about talking about it.
That's funny.
Oh, but you were married? Like I was saying, it's common everybody now. It's cool.
Everybody does that.
Oh, but you're a politician? Abe, it's cool now. Like I really mean when I say it's cool, Abe. You can do hell. The only thing I have a problem with is I haven't seen anyone kill vampires yet. What you think is crazy and what you think is normal, we got them flipped. So,
just no dick pics. Come on, no dick pics, Abe.
No pics, exactly. Or write on scrolls or stuff like that. But I think that's why I would have.
And just don't say nothing bad about Mexicans, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You would already beat Donald Trump.
You're automatic. Even with your hat on in 2015, they'll think you're hipster.
The hipster, exactly. The top hat. So the way we set it up, six whiskeys.
So six whiskeys, right? It was Jack,
Jameson.
Jameson.
Jim Beam.
Kirkland.
Kirkland, the Costco brand.
What else?
Patty.
Fireball.
I think that's six. So we freaking blindfolded ourselves. We tasted them and we ranked them in order. And then another thing was, at the same time, we wanted to see if we can recognize all the different whiskeys at the same time. So we ranked them, not knowing what they were. And then after that, we also guessed what the tastes were.
Yeah, and you guys got to see how good we did.
Yeah,
or exactly. How bad.
All right, let's roll tape.
All right. Do-do-do. Okay.
Welcome to the Blind Walter and Vaughn Show.
Yeah, we're doing the show without
sight. This is how my skills are watched.
So now I know how our listeners feel. They can't see us.
Look at that. Look at that, Fonz. Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
I want you to see my skills.
I can't. I'm blindfolded. I want
you to hear them. I just found this on the table.
I think I have water around here, too. I mean, by water, I mean vodka.
All right, Fonz. We're here for a specific reason. One, we're blindfolded. We're doing this segment of the show blindfolded.
Yeah. Damn, it's weird. You just can't see.
We have five different kinds of whiskey. Well, really four, and then the fifth one is Costco brand. And so the Costco brand is...
So are you already throwing it out the window? It's not whiskey or what?
Well, it is whiskey. It's a Costco brand whiskey.
Okay.
It is a bourbon. I think it's called a small batch premium bourbon that's been aged for 7 years.
Oh, damn.
Costco is, the Kirkland brand. It's they sell it in Costco, Kirkland. Kirkland is in Washington, Seattle. It's just outside. In fact, the Kirkland's a little town outside of Lake Washington in Seattle. And anybody makes bourbon out on that part of the world, right?
Yeah.
All the distilleries are out in the east or in the south, right? Or southeast, Tennessee, Kentucky. Kirkland's made from, I think it's called Buffalo Trace Distillery, which is in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's where they make the bourbon.
So, or but the age Kirkland. It, they age it in Kirkland, where?
It's in Frankfort, Kentucky is where that Buffalo Trace distillery is.
Buffalo Trace makes good stuff though, man.
Okay. So yeah, then Buffalo Trace. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, what I didn't know when doing research on this was that you can have a brand without even having a distillery.
Yeah, that's like the one I got you. Like the one I got you for your wedding, the wedding shower.
The one from Oakland?
Yeah.
Was it Locked and Loaded?
Assault and Battery or...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? And so I guess Kirkland does that. Now, our other competitors in this field... Right, are Jack Daniels. It's Lynchburg, Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
It's I think it started in 1866. I probably should have had my notes in Braille now that I'm blindfolded. Apparently, the way they make the regular Jack Daniels is they don't even have an age or a date on it. They just whenever the taster says it's ready to roll and the way it looks, then that's what how they package it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Then another one that we have is, what else do we have in here? Jim Beam?
Yeah. I brought that. I thought it was like, because we were trying to compare it to Kirkland. So Jim Beam, I think it's going to come close to it. What do you think?
Well, Jim Beam, you know what? That's and one of the reviews, they said that the Kirkland tastes like Jim Beam or Knob Creek.
Ooh, Knob Creek is really good though.
That's what the reviewers say. So that's three. Then we have Fireball. Fireball is Canadian cinnamon whiskey from Canada, duh. But Seagram makes it and they made it in the '80s. It's Dr. Aloysius is this Dr. McGillicuddy. And that was gonna be the name of the Fireball whiskey. It's gonna be called Dr. Aloysius McGillicuddy or
no
something
way.
Like that. Yeah. So they went with Fireball. And then
so that's been around. They just renamed it?
It's been around in Canada.
Oh,
and then
okay.
It's made its way here. And then the last one is I think it's called Paddy's Irish whiskey, but it's like the apple whiskey.
Okay.
So those are five. Now you know, you got apple and cinnamon. Those should be distinct flavors.
Yeah.
But the purpose of this isn't to, the second is to see if we know all of them. We should know all of them. But the more important one is to see how does the Kirkland compare to normal price range whiskey. We talked about this where it wouldn't make sense to compare it to like Blue Label or higher end whiskeys because that's not what the Kirkland's for.
Yeah.
Kirkland, I think, is a $20 bottle per liter. And, you know, we got to compare it around other $20 bottle whiskeys.
I'm just ready to drink it.
We're also blindfolded again. That's pretty good, huh? I remembered all that.
Yeah, that was really good, dude. I just really hope I press record. No, I'm just kidding. I did.
You can't tell the light's on.
I can't tell.
All right. So what's it? You're giving us one or a bunch of them? All right, so we get handed one.
So I got my hand out. Ooh.
Okay.
You got it.
All right, and so we'll just remember it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all recorded anyway, right?
It's true. So
we don't have to write it down.
All right, so ready?
Yeah, I'm smelling it.
All right. I wish I could take notes, but I think I'll remember. So that's the, I guess that's the reference point. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say this one is...
We both got the same one, right, Evelyn? Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right, this one's pretty good. I'm guessing this is the Kirkland.
If this is a Kirkland, this is really good. This is really, really good.
I think it's pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll start with my reference. All right, that's where it's at. I'm going to say it's Kirkland, and I'm just going to see where the other ones compare.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Number two, ready?
Number two.
Oh, what did you guess, Fonz?
I'm going to probably have to go with... Jim Beam.
All right. Oh, nice.
Get it. We can't both have the same answer, you know?
That's true. All right. Number two. You ready?
Number two.
And these are all pints of whiskey we're drinking. No, I'm just playing.
Damn, I think you're going to be right, Walt.
This one... It's slightly distinct. I think, Evelyn, if on the notes you can write, one was better than two. And I think Kirkland beats out Jim Beam. I'm going to go ahead and guess this one's Jim Beam.
Damn. Wow, that's cool. I like number one more. I want to say it was Jack, but it's not... gonna have to be Kirkland because I already said that the first one was Jim Beam.
So the first two had similar tastes, right?
Yes.
So if we're right, they do have a similar taste.
Yes.
All right, number three.
Okay, let me get some water.
Nice. Like, here, you want some fire water? You want some Budweiser?
No, I got some water.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, Fonz. Oh, let's drink it and then.
All right. Let me smell it. Okay, this one's totally different. Smell more alcohol. You mean you don't know? You know, don't you, Buzz? You know, cheese. Okay. This is harsher. And I'm going to have to say... Can we say what we have on the menu?
What do you mean?
What's on the list, though? Like, of the stuff that we, all the stuff that we bought.
Oh, I already did.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah, we have, okay, we have Kirkland, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Fireball, and the Apple, Patty's Apple.
Okay. Damn. So, just by default, I'm going to have to say that this third one has to be Jack Daniels, even though I know I'm wrong. Just because I already said the other ones were whatever they were.
Well... I like this one better because it has a little more punch. It's not as, I think it's closer to what I think whiskey should taste like in some weird way. And I think it's Jack Daniels. So I'm going to rank this one higher than the other two. And then I say this is Jack Daniels.
So this third one is your number one?
Yes, so far.
Wow. Damn it.
Wait. We have six of them. There's one more, Jameson. There's six. Right. Is there six, Evelyn? Yeah, and then there's Jameson. You know what? I take that back. This one is Jameson. This one's my number one, and this one's Jameson.
Okay. Then, damn it. Why did you have to remember that one? I'm going to look like a jackass just because Jameson's one of my favorites. And you did say, what did I say? I said it was Jack. It's not.
You can change your mind.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to go with Walt and say it's Jameson just because... I know exactly what Jack tastes like, and that wasn't it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty damn sure it's Jameson. All right, you ready, number four?
Number four.
I'm surprised I'm thrown up with these shots of whiskey or these
Thank
servings
you.
Of whiskey.
Ooh, this is one of the sweet ones.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, this is going to be, I could tell you already, just from smelling it. And down it goes. You already drank a walk?
No, not yet. Oh, here we go.
This is going to be Paddy Wagon. After I'm done with this, called the Paddy Wagon. The Irish one, apple cinnamon.
I'm currently getting frog's throat. I might throw up with so much whiskey. Yes, but the taste of my frog throat is the Paddy's apple whiskey. Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and say this one is fourth. It's fourth just place. I'm not a fan of the niche stuff or the niche stuff or a knish. No, I'm just playing.
I'm a fan of the knish.
This last one was, I didn't like it. And I think that it should go last place.
It's because we're not 21 anymore. And so that's how you hide the freaking whiskey flavor.
The Paddy story, this guy was a salesman for the company. I can't remember the company because I can't see my notes. But this guy was a salesman and he did such a kick-ass job that they named the whiskey after this guy's name. Oh, his name was Paddy Flattery. Paddy Flattery.
That's cool.
Flattery. Like there's a golfer named Flattery. It's an Irish guy. Yeah. So this guy was Paddy Flattery. Flaherty. That was his name. And he was such a killer salesman that they named that whiskey after him. And he took over.
That's pretty awesome. That's so when you know you work hard.
If that's what I think it is, then that's the story behind that. And but Paddy Flaherty is in last place.
Yes.
That one was in last place.
Poor guy. He worked his ass off and we don't like him.
Yeah. And what did you say?
I said it too, yeah. I said it first.
Dorito flavored whiskey.
Ooh. Thank you.
All right. Oh. All right.
So this is number 5.
I'm glad we weren't sampling 10, dude. Yeah. 6. I think 3 would have been good. All right. This is number 5. Brother Mark, give him another big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Off the bat is Fireball. Dr. Aloysius McGillicuddy, Canadian, is Fireball. And I rank this one now last.
This is Fireball.
I'm
automatic.
Not a fan of the cinnamon whiskey. You know what's in a special C like freaking Fireball?
Well, yeah. Remember the Avalanche and Hurricane and all those other ones when we were young? That's what it reminds me of, and I'm done with that. So, yeah, this is not for me.
I like the Paddy's more than the Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
What I think is right, what I think is to be true.
Or the previous one to this one. Yeah. Which I know was Patty's.
You go first, Monson.
All right, so you want me not to say anything?
Is this a practical joke? Did you?
Is this pee? Is this my own pee?
It is probably like 100 proof.
It's been aged.
For 8 hours. It's got a little UTI bacteria in there.
I got it.
It's got some freaking proteins.
Okay, so I'm riding blindfolded, just finishing my 6th shot.
Cool, you'll ride like a 3rd grader.
I'll probably ride better than I normally do. Okay, so this is our last one, right? And out of all of them, what did we have left? Name them again, Walt. So it was Paddy, Jameson, Jack, Jim Beam, Kirkland. What am I missing?
Apple. Oh, yeah, Apple. You said Paddy. Fireball. Yeah.
And I'm missing one.
That's it.
So
Paddy, Fireball, Kirkland, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, and Jameson.
Okay, so, and then I took back my Jack Daniels.
I think Jack is what's left on my list.
Jack. I think that's the only thing left.
So if it doesn't taste like Jack, then my whole list is fucked.
Yes. Jack.
And we're not supposed to say anything, Evelyn? Mm-mm. All right.
How's that look? Is it funny? Is it great? Instagram picture right there.
Call it.
I didn't think it would be this tough to do the show blindfolded.
That is. No? You can't write blind. I can't write blind. That's. Once I wrote Daffy Duck.
For president.
At least I think I wrote that. Okay. It was quacktastic. I'm coming home. That last one had to have been Jack Daniels. I'm 100% sure my list is correct.
Wow. So I put Jack myself. I guess we could take the blindfold.
Now, right? I think, hold on. No, I feel like Daredevil. I've been watching Daredevil. My senses are a lot better, dude. Maybe my taste sense is better. Watch me all screwed up.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, Fonz, here's the thing.
I think we got two right. The patties.
I think all of our lists were the same except for one. So now that makes it. Are you 100% sure that you're right? Or am I 100%? Like, I'm 100% sure. Are you 100% sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Want to bet?
Yeah.
All right, loser has to take a shot of whatever the other person says.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah, that works.
Yes. Since we and there's differences, right?
Okay. Yeah. There's like one difference, I think.
So the first thing is, did we get them all right? And then the second thing, that wherever the Kirkland one was, where did it rank? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do we have that data, Evelyn?
Yeah.
Shh. Because we were like, this one goes in front, this one's in the bottom. I think we do. I think this might be a successful study.
If not, we can do it again.
So Fonz, number one, you said it was Jim. Walt, you said it was Kirk. It was Jameson.
Dirty.
We already messed up right there. It's done.
Number two.
So that means we're both taking shots?
Yeah.
Shit.
Fonz, you said two was Kirk. And Walt, you said two was Jim. It was Jim.
All right. See, oh, nice. I know my cheap whiskey.
Three, Fonz, you said it was Jameson. Walt, you said it was Jameson. It was Costco.
Whoa. Okay.
Fonz, you said four was Patty. Walter, you said the same. Four was Patty. It was Patty.
Yeah. See, we know how to, like, tell shit.
Yeah, apple. It's apples to orange, apples to whiskey.
Five, both said Fireball. It was Fireball. Six, you both said Jack. It was Jack.
Wow.
All right. So, well, we got some things right.
Yeah.
Now, so, what's up?
But Kirkland. Kirkland blew it away, huh?
Now, does it mean that Kirkland is as good as Jameson? Or does it mean we are horrible at figuring this out? Maybe a little of both.
So, Fonz, you ranked number one. Costco was number one.
I know a bargain when I see one.
Number two was Jameson. Number three was Jim Beam. Number four was Jack. Number five was Patty. And you ranked Fireball, number six, as your last.
That's because I had to rank it. If not, it wouldn't be on the table at all. You're making me drink it blind.
Kirkland.
Kirkland, dude. Kirkland's my fave.
All right.
All right. So, Walt, you ranked number one. You ranked Jack number one.
Good job.
Then your number two was Costco. Your number three was Jim Beam. Your number four was Jameson. Your number five was Patty. Your number, and your number six was Fireball, right? Did I miss one? No.
All right.
Damn.
Now, at least we know what we mutually dislike.
Yep. We're on the same page there. Thank you, my lovely girlfriend, Evelyn.
You're welcome.
Bitches.